Super Talk Mississippi Media Production.
Catch the wave at Surfix.com with the smoothest premier Hawaiian shave ice, guaranteed to be the best around. It has all the flavor but only one-third the calories, so mention this ad for a one-third discount off your order. The summer has never tasted so sweet than with Surfix. Now located in downtown Corinth, directly beside the Coliseum.
I'm Steve Azar, and I'm on the other side of the microphone, meaning I'm asking the questions this time, and oh, have mercy for the airwaves. I spent 20 years in Music City, wrote and made some hits, traveled the world, and then moved my family back to the birthplace of American music and where the magnolia trees prosper. And now every time I put my feet on Mississippi soil, when I'm off the road, well, I'm at peace. On this show, it's all about hearing the story straight from the mouths of the friends I've made along the way, their journey to success. Heck, there might be someone on, I don't even know, but you know how us Mississippi types are. We tend to take well to new company. In a Mississippi Minute, all 60 of them. I'm Steve Azar.
It's just like that muddy river, moving slow. Ain't no worries, it's how life goes. In a Mississippi Minute. That's right.
Hey, folks, time for another In a Mississippi Minute. Steve Azar reminding you.
Thank you, by the way, for listening. I really appreciate this. It means the world. I'm not just kidding. I love doing this, especially today's guest. I think it's episode number 9 over my time over this into my 8th year. So he's been on practically every year, and it was time to catch up. Before we do that, Superior Catfish. That's what you want on your plate. You can go to store.superiorcatfish.com and have it delivered to your house. But go to superiorcatfish.com, excuse me, and visit mississippi.org. Celebrating the arts like no other. Plan a road trip with your loved ones and celebrate your Mississippi. The world's coming, I'm telling you. All right, today's guest has survived many weather tests, I can tell you, even down here in the hot Delta. But his career as a football star and mountain climber, all 7 summits to be exact, completed. Put a check mark on it. Also, won't be long and he'll be back to the season in some of this Mississippi Delta heat. And we'll talk about that in just a couple. From a standout and prolific college football career at the University of Washington, where he is enshrined in their Hall of Fame, to his NFL career catching the rock from some of the NFL's best QBs down here in New Orleans, then eventually ended up with the Oakland Raiders at the time. I know things keep switching. Oakland, this, Las Vegas Raiders. But he had a heck of an NFL career. That set the stage for the next feats in life, climbing all 7 summits, which he did accomplish. In doing so, the documentary Searching for the Summit chronicles his courageous journey by NFL Films 360, which would go on to win an Emmy. He has become a staple at the and family, to be honest with you, at our Delta Soul Celebrity Golf and Charity event. I actually met him many years ago through my brother-in-law, who he was happened to be playing golf the other day with. But while my brother-in-law was at Tulane Med School and my brother and all those guys up there, that's when he was playing ball. And got to meet him a long time ago, but who would think that we'd have ever become such good friends? And he would be helping us raise money because he's a giver, a warrior. Been at the very bottom mentally. It's well documented of his football career after those days and fought his way out to the top of the mountain like he knows how to do. He's also got a very cool Instagram. I love celebrating that, hiking or climbing. He's doing something active. You got to check it out. I want to talk also about the next big mountain he's going to climb in Nepal. And today, step by step, dive deep into his newsletter that he's sending out, full of motivation to get off the couch and get to it, especially the one he sent with 10 steps to train your mind like an athlete. No one knows it better than my guest today, Mark Pattison.
How are we doing?
How'd I do there?
You know what? You should just interview yourself about me, and I should just sit back and listen to it. You know what? I think that'd be to make a better interview.
No, it will not. You're a great interviewer. I've been on your show quite a few times. I love being on that side of it. And this side, I have to prepare more. I love preparing for this. First, I got to ask you this. Why are you going to climb another mountain when you already did them all?
Well, when you start talking about it, when you break that down, I haven't done them all. Right. And to me, it's like for you talking about a song, you've had hits, This one of your, it's not your last one, but you know, another one of your hits that's come along, and now is the State of Mississippi state song.
Yeah.
1, 2, 3 Mississippi, right?
Yeah.
And great. You know, there's, to me, there's always another mountain. There's always another challenge. There's always another opportunity for me to get better. And so until I can't do what I love to do and goal set and do those on micro goals, which then lead to something much bigger, you know, then we'll have that conversation. This mountain in Nepal is called Ama Dablam. It's wicked. It's inverted. It's upside down. You're in the ice. You're in the snow. You're high. It's very dangerous. They call it the Matterhorn of the Kumba Valley. And when you land in, like, you're going to go climb Everest, Everest is at the kind of the end of this cul-de-sac, this 40-mile cul-de-sac, and it's lined with these insane big-ass peaks all the way up, and you're looking at them. And the one, to me, the crown jewel besides Everest is Ama Dablam. And so I've always had like a tickle in my throat about this is a mountain I want to get after. And I've got all the skill set. I've been, you know, actually did do the Matterhorn. I did the Eiger this last year. I've been on Mount Blanc. I've done these other ones that are more on the rock side. Mm-hmm. Although this is, you know, combines both rock and ice. But I feel like I've got a lot of those skills now to go actually take that thing on.
Okay. Obviously, in the Mississippi Delta, you've seen our mountains, right? We got a lot of them over here. So I'm ignorant when it comes to mountains. So this is not one of the seven summits?
It's not one of the seven summits.
Oh, okay.
So the seven summits are, you know, specifically, or the seven highest peaks on the seven different continents, right? So I've been to every continent. The one continent that most people haven't been to, which is a bizarre experience because it's mainly made up of penguins, is Antarctica, right? And so Antarctica has its own thing. But when you talk about as a continent, Asia, the tallest mountain in Asia is Mount Everest, right? So okay. This would just be another mountain in that whole, you know, mountain range of not the tallest, but just, you know, another, you know, I've already done the seven. So now it's just like, okay, where do you go from here? And to me, it's just like,
yeah, you stop is what you do. I just don't, you play more golf. I mean, what are you doing? You just can't stop, can you?
I can't stop, you know, and to me, it's a life of discipline, and how you do something is how you do everything. And so from the moment I wake up every morning after I brush my teeth, I'm out the door every single flipping morning, 7 days a week. And I'm fortunate to live here in some valley. We're at 6,000 feet. You're at nothing. And
thank you. I appreciate, you know, that.
I can get up and I can work out in altitude. And I can get vertical on a regular basis.
We can also breathe down here. I just want you to know that. Even in our humidity, we can breathe. Just everybody in Mississippi, can we breathe? We can breathe. Go ahead. All right.
You know, it's funny because the NFL holds this, they give former players the opportunity to go in three different spots. I think one's in New York, one's in Minnesota, and one's in LA, down in Newport Beach. And you can go there and you can get a 2-day physical, right? Think about that. Usually going for 1 hour and that's it. This is two days, 8 hours a day. And the last thing that they have you do is do one of these treadmill tests, right? Where they hook you up like the $6 million man and you run and they tilt it as high as it will go, which is number seven. And they crank it as fast as that thing will actually go. And because I live at altitude and because I train every day, I set the record for having the lowest heart rate with the lowest, you know, exerting, like I was having a conversation like I was having it with you when I was running it. And these people are like floored and they're like, you know, like, how do you do this? And I was just like, I do this every day. This isn't a big deal. So most of the guys that show up don't do that, right? They don't live at altitude. They don't train.
And they don't do their Instagram posts like you do. That's what I didn't get to your name before. So everybody's Mark Pattison. You got to check out his Instagram because he's going to get you tired. And also get you off the couch. And we're going to talk about all those things in the next thing. But go ahead. I'm sorry.
No, that's it. But, you know, it's you know, I have a sense of pride about that, right? Because it's cool. You know, I'm competitive. I know you're competitive, too. And I want to win. I want to be up the top. And it's always kind of how I've driven. And I'll tell you what, by having this kind of pattern of success, by doing things in a certain system of a method to my madness, has led to these, you'd mentioned at the beginning, between the NFL, between college, between climbing mountains, and between the MA, between Sports Illustrated, and taking them to number one. you know, I found this pattern of success when it all starts with these little micro steps that I take every single day of the year, which helps me then fulfill where I'm trying to go in the bigger picture.
Mark Pattison, my guest. We're going to dig deep into his newsletter that I get to get every week. And I'm grateful for it because it gets me. If I'm moving slow, I'm not moving slow after that. And sometimes I'll text him and say, I'm on step five already. Mark Pattison is my guest. Visit Mississippi.org is waiting to be. Well, we're waiting for guests to come visit our beautiful Mississippi. Please check it out. Plan a road trip with your family. And man, Superior Catfish. There's catfish and there's Superior Catfish. Mark can have it delivered to his house at store.superiorcatfish.com. I'm Steve Azar. Highway 61.
Listen and watch all your favorite Super Talk Mississippi shows live and on demand. Listen to tons of music. Plus, get the latest breaking news from across the state with the Super Talk Mississippi app. The Super Talk Mississippi app. Download the Super Talk app on your iPhone or Android device now for free. Just search Super Talk Mississippi in your app store on your mobile device to get everything Mississippi all in one place. The Super Talk Mississippi app. Get it now.
Rolling into a Mississippi Minute, I got my pal, Hall of Famer for Washington Huskies, roamed the football field back in his day like no other at that wide receiver position, played for the Saints, played for the Raiders, and somehow we became fast friends over the last number of years as he contributes his time to our Delta Soul Celebrity Golf and Charity event for our foundation every year. A dear friend of my brother-in-law, Brian's. They all went to college together back in the day at Washington. My brother-in-law was a tennis player there. They ended up in New Orleans at the same time, and that's when we met, but never became great friends until the last number of years. Speaking of great friends, they're in Macon, Mississippi. Go to superiorcatfish.com. I mean, come on. Any friend of mine is a friend of yours, and when catfish is made somewhere else beyond Mississippi, it doesn't make any sense. Produce right here. And visit Mississippi.org. Man, man, oh man. Grateful to have my state, my song, One Mississippi, as our state song. Let me get that right. Our state song. Mark brought it up earlier. He knows how grateful I am for that. Love running around the state singing with all the children. When you know every word, you blow my mind out there, and I'm going to continue to keep coming. Means the world. Mark, I got this email, and I was feeling a little lethargic, I got to tell you. But I'd already worked out, but it was a lethargic workout. So 10 steps to train your mind like an athlete. And it's almost like I feel like you knew I was lethargic, and you just sent that just to me on purpose. Yeah. But let's talk about it. I want to go step by step. Before we start, what got you to do this?
You're talking about the newsletter?
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, you know, I think – I've been asked for a number of years because of these things I've been able to do to write a book. And so I can honestly tell you, because I'm not a writer, I'm not gifted that way, is that it's the hardest thing I've ever done. So I teamed up with another book publishing company. And what we decided to do is have this kind of multi-pronged strategy, which is while I'm working on the book, which I've been at this for 10 months. I've now finished the book in terms of it. Now we're going through, you know, edit 2, 3, 4. We've come up with the cover. We've got some really cool things going on. But there are so many golden nuggets that are within this journey that I've taken from these amazing people I've been able to hang out with, not only professional athletes. You know, you mentioned about the great quarterbacks down in New Orleans when I used to be here. You know, Archie Manning used to call all of our games. So I got to know Arch. You know, Bobby Hebert was our quarterback at the time. And I've gotten to know these amazing guys. Last year I was hanging out with Mark Rippon at your event. Yeah. You know, Mark and I go way back to high school.
Your old arch rival.
He is an arch rival, but he's a great guy. And you know, just these all these golden nuggets that I've been able to learn and extract from all these different people that are out there. What that all meant is while I'm writing the book and I'm doing the edits and, you know, sequencing how this is all going to go, you know, there were all these things, all these memories that, you know, I've been taught from different people that I said, you know, I think it'd be worthy to put these things down on paper. And what I'll try to do is create enough traction where I can build up a newsletter so that when I'm finished with the book, I can go back and maybe, and I'm hoping, you know, at the time I was hoping for this, that people like you, you know, would actually find value in some of the things that are coming out of my mouth and some of the things that I've learned from other people, that you would actually want to sit there and you want to read it and maybe you get motivated by it so that when the book comes out, that might give you more interest to actually go. And now that, you know, thousands and thousands and thousands of people on my subscriber list from this newsletter, I now have an automatic, you know, marketing.
Yeah, you got your audience already ready to crank and your grassroots has started. And that's what it's like. It's like going out and playing gigs and you spread that, you know, the fans start coming, the people start coming and you build that up. And by the time you finally have an album out, all those from the past that were there in the beginning, they're all in, you know, and then they're your cheerleaders. They're your disciples. So,
By the way, that is a great analogy. And I didn't even think about that until you just said that. And it's so obvious now. But the way that you've done that and you've built up your audience and you do these music videos, like you said, going back to 123 Mississippi, and you have, you know, these beautiful kids that are sitting out there and they're in the background and they're singing with you and you're with your guitar, you know, it is just amazing to see. But you built up that audience over time that now you've created some stickiness that I want to go watch what you're up to next.
I love that word, stickiness. Exactly. I like disciple, but that's okay. But all right, wait a minute. So when's the book coming out? What's the name of it?
The name of the book is Finding Your Summit. That's one title that we're playing around with. And then as a subtitle is just 10 more steps.
I like both of them. You could do it in parentheses, whatever, but Finding Your Summit, sort of your brand. I mean, that was your Emmy.
That was,
you know what I mean? So I don't know if you venture away from that when it's worked already.
Yeah. I think, you know, when you start talking about finding your summit, that in the case of the movie, it was Searching for the Summit, but Finding Your Summit, you know, it's so metaphorical because
Searching for something. Right. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
Yeah. It's the same, more or less the same thing. Right.
Right.
So it's so metaphorical to everybody because we're all out looking for, you know, what is going to fulfill our purpose, you know, as we go from day to day and what we want to do and how we want to go about through that. And we all go through peaks and we all go through valleys and I've had a whole lot of valleys, right? Mm-hmm. So it looks
Well,
that's my point. You know, right? It's just like we all have been there. We've all, you know, between relationships and career things and, you know, from music to sports to whatever, you know, when my NFL career ended and I went off that cliff, it was tough. It was tough sledding because now I'm 30 years old with no skills other than to catch football.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
And so it's like, what do you do and how do you pivot? And so much about that. And so when you start talking about the newsletter and just 10 more steps and what I found, and this really came when, you know, I was at Camp 4, I hadn't eaten in 3 days. I just come out of a cyclone and I hadn't, you know, I came out of the tent and now I go snowblind in my left eye and I'm just at my worst when my best is required, not at my best when my best is required, but my best required, right? John Wooden thing. And, you know, and the net was, I just kept saying to myself, just get to that rock, just get over to that other, you know, outcropping, just 10 more steps. And then it's set. And then I go, okay, just, I got 10 more, 10 more, 10 more. And that to me, when I really broke down and we're thinking about life, that's so much about life when things are going upside down, going through a divorce, like how can this happen in a relationship, in my marriage and the kids and this, and rather than have this big snowball come down on me, I broke it down to just, what do I just need to do to get to the front door? And then from front door, how do I get in that car? And from the car, and so by really breaking it down, it was just really that more 10, just to more 10, 10 steps more to get me to that next marker that I need.
You know, not a lot of difference as far as the mental aspects are concerned when it comes to songwriters. I mean, there's a vulnerability that has to be at some point. It just has to be shared with everybody. You can't be afraid to do it, and you can't be afraid to tell what's going on and what got you there. And sometimes you have to go as low as you can possibly go. And when you're on the way out of that place and you're digging your way out or whatever, fighting your way out, whatever it is, climbing, just whatever, it, you know, just, you know, clawing your way out, it's that place when you get out that you see what you went through, this journey, and that's where all the good stuff comes from. That's where all the magic comes from. That's when you start writing about stuff people can relate to, because so many people go through it every day, right?
That's why I love you, is because your songs, and I've told you this before, and I'll tell you this again just to remind you, that one of my summon songs to help motivate me and keep going and just puts me in this kind of melodic state because of the vulnerability that you were just talking about and the way that you were able to articulate that and sing it. And then the melody is so beautiful, is the sun, sunshine, right?
Yeah. Yeah. That moved me, by the way. I loved it when you told me that.
And it's true, because, you know, what I needed in my life was some sunshine, and I needed to go, you know, to that shining object when all the darkness was around me. Right.
Interesting that moody song and that ballad put you in a spirit that was the opposite of that and gave you energy. It's really interesting. That song has done so much for my career, but I love hearing that. Let's get on the other side of the break. Mark Pattison is my guest. Mark, to get on your newsletter, what do folks have to do?
You have to go on to LinkedIn and find myself there, and you can sign up. Actually, where you can sign up is on my website, markpattisonnfl.com.
There you go. Mark, that's easier.
Down and it says sign up for the newsletter.
Yeah, markpattisonnfl.com. Do that, because the other part's complicated. Superior Catfish, that's not complicated. Why are you going to get it from somewhere that's not made in Mississippi? Go to superiorcatfish.com. Visit mississippi.org. Man, is your music and culture ambassador of this wonderful state. I can't wait to have Mark back on Mississippi Soul. We'll be right back.
$20,000 available for first-time homebuyers. Hey folks, Steve Azar here. Helping is the heart of our friends at Guaranty Bank. They offer programs like the Homebuyer Equity Leverage Partnership Grant that can assist qualified first-time homebuyers with up to $20,000 towards down payment and provide home ownership counseling to empower you on your journey. These funds are first come, first served. Learn more about this program and to apply now, go to gbtonline.com. Guaranty Bank, member FDIC.
There's a ton of content from Super Talk Mississippi on our new YouTube channel. Just search Super Talk Mississippi on YouTube or go to supertalk.fm/YouTube. Be sure and subscribe for free to get the latest scoop on what's happening in Mississippi news, politics, sports, and the good things happening here in the state. In a Mississippi Minute with Steve Azar, right here on Super Talk Mississippi.
Flying down that levee road, trying to see how fast you go.
Today, we hadn't even gone over anything I wanted to go over, so that means he has to come back. See, this is the beauty of when friends get on the horn. And in front of you guys, I know what you're thinking. Steve, you hadn't even talked about one of the steps yet. That Mark Pattison's newsletter, go to markpattisonnfl.com, sign up, get ready to get motivated. And if you're in a funk, you're getting out of the funk, because Mark's going to get you out of there. Speaking of anything that you want to have on your plate that's delicious, Superior Catfish, please go to superiorcatfish.com, because there's catfish and there's Superior Catfish. And
hey, you know what, Steve?
Yeah, what you want?
I just got to just sort of tap into what you're saying right now.
Mm-hmm.
When I was at Camp 4, 26,500 feet, it's minus 30. I hadn't eaten in 3 days. I'm blind in one eye. The last thing I want to do is climb up to the top of the mountain, Mount Everest, 29,302 feet. You know what I wish I had in my tent?
Some Superior Catfish.
Superior Catfish.
I love it. I love it. Well, you know what, that if my guy Brent hears you from Superior Catfish, you're going to have a box delivered to your home soon. So get ready.
What's your bed? Sun Valley. 26,500 feet.
It makes it to Sun Valley, I can promise you. And visit Mississippi.org. Mark knows everything that we love so and cherished in our hearts down here, raising money for the arts for kids. And he's a big part of that for our foundation down here every June. And he has mattered big time, and he's become family. And so now we're going to talk about this newsletter, markpattisonnfl.com. Sign up at the bottom or wherever you go for the newsletter. 10 steps to train your mind like an athlete. This show, we're going to have to do a part 10, but part 2 for this show, and we'll set that up afterwards. But let's start with create a pregame routine.
Yep.
All right, come on.
Well, part of the pregame routine, you know, so as I said, I train every day here in town. So, you know, what does that mean to me? And this all sounds trivial, but, you know, seconds become minutes, minutes become hours. And then next thing you know, oh my God, where did the day go? How could that get away from me? Right. So before I even walk out the door, right? So I get up every single morning at 5:45 on the nose. It's obviously a lot harder during the wintertime because it's cold. I'm talking about 0 degrees here in Sun Valley, Idaho. That's one, and it's pitch black, right? So what I do is I go downstairs and I lay out my outfit, my big puffy jacket, you know, whatever I'm going to wear when I go out the door, that is ready to go. So I'm not trying to look around opening drawers. I don't wake up everybody in the house. Number two is I go get my water bottle. It's filled. It's in the downstairs refrigerator. It's ready there. It's ready to go. Number three is I use Peloton, and there's an outdoor thing where I hit that. So I've got this routine where before I even go out the door, I've already got these things that I need as part of my toolkit to make sure that I'm fully prepared. So I'm not out on the road and I'm like, oh my God, why did my headlamp just, you know, go out? I have it fully charged. It's ready to go. I click it and I'm gone, and I'm gone for 45 minutes.
Takes extreme discipline to do that, right?
It takes, yeah, it is. It does take a lot of discipline to do that, right? But, you know, it's just like at the end of the day, I know I go back to, there's a pattern of success, and it's from the pattern of the like little micro things, the 10 steps, just 10 more steps that I do every single morning with the consistency and being flipping relentless, yeah. Right? Yeah. You want to win at something, you got to be relentless. And I can tell you there are so many, Steve, I want you to hear this because this is so important, I think, for other people to hear. I am honestly one of the most ordinary guys that you have ever met. I've been able to do extraordinary things, but I'm an ordinary guy. And what separates me between myself and all these other people in college football, in the NFL, climbing these mountains, taking that side in number one, all this stuff is the same pattern of success, which is I am relentless. And there are very few that outwork me, right?
No, that's you just said it, the word outwork. It's in our business. The people that outwork the other, that's who gets the opportunity. Now, it doesn't always show up in the perfect way, but you do. When opportunity comes knocking and you're that prepared, there's a victory every time. Well,
yeah, and saying it slightly different, and I guess I think this is really what like everything you're talking about, my pregame routine, preparation. When preparation meets opportunity, mm-hmm. then you get yourself in a position to succeed. At right. what you do. But just because, like, way back when, going back to my, you know, when I was a scrawny little kid and I came out of high school with Brian Carey, and now, you know, we're in college, and I didn't understand how it all worked, and I didn't understand what, like, big time training and big time football, I had no clue, you know, how to prepare myself. So it took me a number of years. But what I figured out early in the game is that if I follow this certain routine, this pyramid of success, of these 25 different building blocks that I had to go through, that I put myself again in a position of success to maybe get on the field someday and maybe play. And as it all played out, that's exactly what happened. It doesn't guarantee success, and it doesn't guarantee you're going to play. But I knew I put myself in the best position to actually succeed and be out there. And it turned out that way. You know, we were playing Michigan, you know, the first game I got to start, we were playing Michigan, and all the way that the game went back and forth and back and forth, we came down by 14 in the fourth quarter, and with, you know, 8 seconds to go in the final parts of the game, you know, the quarterback decides to throw an audible to me in the back of the end zone. I reach up and jump over this guy and I score a touchdown. We win the game. Right.
Did they get mossed? They got mossed before it existed.
Yeah, it was awesome. It was incredible. Yeah. And now Sports Illustrated happened to be there. And now I'm on the cover of Sports Illustrated. You know, it's just like, it's just weird how, but if I had quit along the way, that would have never, you know, like,
That, well, that wasn't going to happen.
Through the process. That, and that, you know, it's easy to look now, you know, when you're, you know, the Sports Illustrated stuff, but they were a lot of dark times. And you talked about that earlier about, you have to go through the, you know, the valleys to ultimately reach a peak. And maybe my peak wouldn't have been playing. Maybe my peak wasn't, you know, destined to catch the ball. I don't know, but at least I put myself in that position for the quarterback to have enough confidence to go to me, and then end up winning the game.
Just love it. I'm so excited right now. All right, number two, strengthen your focus muscle. I love this. This caught my attention because I was going, what are you talking about?
Well, I mean,
I know focus, but yeah. I wanted to understand how deep you went into this.
Yeah, well, I mean, I think, you know, as always, you know, where your focus goes, your energy always follows. I mean, think about that, right? So yeah, how do you feel? Do you feel like you want to go work out? Well, you said that you worked out this morning or whatever, but maybe you weren't as motivated. Well, it's because your energy was sending you something. So your focus was, my focus is that I'm not really there, but I'm going to go do it just because. So your energy followed and you had a mediocre workout, right?
Right.
And so, you're right. So the point being is that you got to really hyper focus on what you're ultimately trying to achieve. And believe me, I don't wake up every day myself all pumped up and jumping out the door. But I know that if I commit to the process and focus just on that, feet on floor, put my feet on the floor, get out the door, then I'm one step closer to my goal of trying to achieve what I need. And then all these micro things that you build up over time, you know, it makes you more strong and resilient. And then that then feeds on to strong mental strength, which is, right? Go ahead.
I know. I love how you say start small, turn off notifications, set time blocks, and get comfortable doing deep work. What's the deep work?
Yeah, I think deep work for me, you know, and everybody has a different way of doing this. It'd be interesting to hear what your method, your madness is, but I process a lot of information, and because I am in the mountains every day and I'm out, you know, in the dark, cold part just by myself, I don't see anybody else out there. You know, I might see some bears or moose or something like that, but that's it. But it gives me an opportunity for my mind to work on what's going on during the day. What are those things that are bothering me? Really get centered, like, you know, and you'll hear a lot of people talk as if they're, you know, like this is meditation and doing yoga and things like that. My meditation, my yoga is by being out. And many times, especially when I'm on these bigger expeditions, there is no Wi-Fi, there is no internet, and you're tethered, you know, 50 feet between each climber because we're on ropes going up these dangerous peaks. And so you have just all this time to think, all this time to process and try to really work out problems. And within that, I believe there's great clarity. When you can still your mind down, you don't have your phone ringing every second and doing things like that. So that's really been a benefit to me, and especially when I was going through my transition between being married for 24 years and being with her for 30 to being the single guy, which wasn't fun, you know.
Yeah.
But I was able to ultimately process all that and work through that in a very positive way. And now we're on great terms and it's all good.
SuperiorCatfish.com. Always good. Visit Mississippi.org. Always ready for you. My guest is Mark Patterson. We'll be right back.
Cause like the dawn, you push it all the way.
$20,000 available for first-time homebuyers. Hey folks, Steve Azar here. Helping is the heart of our friends at Guaranty Bank. They offer programs like the Homebuyer Equity Leverage Partnership Grant that can assist qualified first-time homebuyers with up to $20,000 towards down payment and provide home ownership counseling to empower you on your journey. These funds are first come, first served. Learn more about this program and to apply now, go to gbtonline.com. Guaranty Bank, member FDIC.
There's a ton of content from Super Talk Mississippi on our new YouTube channel. Just search Super Talk Mississippi on YouTube or go to supertalk.fm/YouTube. Be sure and subscribe for free to get the latest scoop on what's happening in Mississippi news, politics, sports, and the good things happening here in the state.
Looking for...
I'm going to tell you something. I'm relaxed right now, but my guest today, Mark Pattison, is going to get me off the mental couch. I can promise you that. Superior Catfish is going to be what's on your plate. Please go to SuperiorCatfish.com because there's catfish and there's Superior Catfish made here in Macon, Mississippi. Come on. And visit Mississippi.org. I love those folks over there, how they want folks and implore folks to come to our Mississippi from all parts of the world. And when they do that, you know what happens? They see our beautiful hospitality, all our wonderful characters we have, all our people, the way we live, and they don't ever want to leave. And if they leave, they want to come back and visit. So thank you all for being Mississippians. Today, my guest has spent a lot of time on Mississippi soil. That's for sure. He'll be back here in June. Mark Pattison. Go to markpattisonnfl.com. Sign up for the newsletter. We're only at number 3, which is why he has to come back again. I just love that. I've slow walked him today. You talk about this deep focus and all that. I know that compared to you and me, I'm in the shallow end, so my deep is about 3 foot. So anyway, compared to what you do, I mean, I love it. You're so disciplined in the fact of your regime that your regime starts before you go to bed. So you got things already lined up and planned, like you're laying clothes out. But it's more than that. And then you're prepared for the next day when you get up. Everything is sitting there waiting on you rather than you going and fumbling through things. I think that's already the first step that you've whipped. Get comfortable being uncomfortable. I love this.
Yeah, and that's where, you know, if you want to have, I think that's where great growth comes from, right? And you just talked about, and I know you're joking around, but, you know, you're on the shallow end. I don't believe that, because you have these songs that you've come up with where you've been out mowing the grass and you come up with Waiting on Joe or whatever, that, you know, we all have our different way that we process it. It could be somebody swimming, or it could be out taking a power walk, or, you know, you do yoga or whatever you do to get in that state of mind where you can actually come up and be creative enough to have a kind of career like you do. It's amazing. It blows my mind. I wish I could do it, you know, honestly. But, you know, it's just about the process. And so when we're talking about being uncomfortable, I think for me, at least, and maybe or maybe not for you, is, again, you know, that vulnerable state of being able to share with people without fearing that you're going to be rejected. And that's like the emotional side of it. And then the physical side is, you know, it was not fun climbing Mount Everest. Okay. You know, I was there 2 months sleeping on ice and rock at 17,500 feet. You know, I was coming off the mountain, you know, I'm up there, I've made the summit, I'm sitting up there, and it turns out that I was the last guy that was up there and the last guy that walked off. And now I'm coming down, I'm half blind. I've been at this for 12 hours straight, and I still had another 8 to go, and I didn't know how that was all going to happen. My Sherpa leaves me, I run out of oxygen. And so I literally had 10 toes on the side of that mountain, and I'm looking at my own mortality, and I'm just like, this is the point in time where if I just say I want 5 minutes of rest and just lean back, I'm never going to wake up, right?
Oh, wow.
Oh, my God. And I had never, you know, I've been through some pretty uncomfortable moments and all these different athletic things I've done, you know, in challenging time through my ultimate separation divorce. But, you know, when you're talking about death, I mean, like, this is real. I'm sitting here by myself, the last guy on Mount Everest, and I don't know how in the hell I'm going to get off this
thing. And people, you'd already seen someone pass away on the mountain, right?
My tent mate from 2019, I stepped over up on the Hillary Step, which is near the top. Mm-hmm. And so he died. He raised his hand. This is, again, back in 2019. Now we're talking, me being up there in 2021. So
yeah,
2 year period, he hadn't moved, right? He's still just laying there along with other guys.
And, oh my gosh.
And the guy 6 feet away from my tent, right? When I down at Camp 4, 26,500 feet, just laying there. Yeah, you know, he had died 12 days earlier, right? So you're looking death straight in the eye. And now, of all times, because I've always been the resilient one, I always keep going. And now I'm sitting there going, you know, I don't know if I'm next. And so that's the ultimate uncomfortable.
Uncomfortable.
Right.
All right, look, we've only gotten to 10 steps. We've gotten to 3 of the 10 steps. When we get off the horn, we're going to do part 2, which is part 10, actually, but part 2 of this one. And I appreciate you taking a Mississippi Minute with me. You're the best. Mark Pattison has been my guest today. Mark, I love you, pal.
Definitely.
Go to MarkPattisonNFL.com. Get on his newsletter. His book's going to be coming out soon. He's an Emmy winner. Him and Sports Illustrated for just an incredible, incredible journey to climbing all 7 summits. His podcast is incredible as well. His Instagram, Superior Catfish, also very, very, very incredible. And you'll never feel uncomfortable cooking that up. Go to SuperiorCatfish.com and visit Mississippi.org. Plan a road trip with your loved ones. Mark, it won't be long. He'll be playing Dancing Rabbit at Pearl River Resort with me. I promise you, he will fall in love with the azaleas and the oaks, and there's no looking back. We'll see you later. Bless you.
I'm Steve Azar. In a Mississippi Minute, all 60 of them, where you can take your sweet time.
Listen and watch all your favorite Super Talk Mississippi shows live and on demand. Listen to tons of music. Plus, get the latest breaking news from across the state with the Super Talk Mississippi app. The Super Talk Mississippi app. Download the Super Talk app on your iPhone or Android device now for free. Just search Super Talk Mississippi in your app store on your mobile device to get everything Mississippi all in one place. The Super Talk Mississippi app. Get it now. A Super Talk Mississippi Media Production.